But we'll start off this hour with a very talented young woman who's been with us before a few times. As a matter of fact, she was with us last year when we came up here to the Augusta Heritage Festival, because she's a teacher here during Vocal Week and has been several times. First time we saw her was with the Grammy-winning African-American traditional band, the Carolina Chocolate Drops. But she spread out a little bit and did a record that was very much acclaimed, and rightfully so, just a little while ago. It was called Tomorrow Is My Turn, produced by T-Bone Burnett. And T-Bone mentions her with some very serious company, Nina Simone, Odetta, and others. And I think that she deserves that mention. She's at home with many different kinds of music, traditional, non-traditional, blues, jazz, whatever she wants to sing. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Rhiannon Giddens.
Fly away, little pretty bird. Fly away, little pretty bird. And pretty I see in your eyes a promise, your own tender love you bring. So fly away, little pretty bird. Cold runneth spring, love's own tender flames warm this meeting, and love's tender song you sing. So fly. And pretty always stay. I cannot make you no promise, for love is such a delicate thing. So fly. Clip your wings, fly away, little pretty bird, fly away, fly away, little pretty bird, and pretty. Far beyond the dark mountains, to where you'll be free evermore, and fly away, little pretty bird. Cold when winds don't blow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. One of the first introductions I had to the vocal music of the old time world was a Hazel and Alice record that I found in a record shop called Coda Music in Edinburgh, of all places, and fell in love. Those voices, so great to see Alice this week, that being, of course, a Hazel song, but just loving that style of singing and that style of being a woman. And this next song is one of my own to the canon. If it ever becomes part of the canon, I don't know. It's part of my canon right now. My personal thing with songwriting, I've not been songwriting very long, but the thing that's really caught me are slave narratives. It's a period of our history that is very, very important to dig through and to excavate and to figure out different ways of telling these stories. And this was a narrative that I read. It was a conversation that was overheard between a woman and two women, one of whom thought she owned the other. And they could see the Union Army coming over the hill, and it's this, you know, the mistress is kind of incredulous that she that the woman that she owns is going to leave her. She can't believe it, and you know, there's this whole thing about the people who own the plantations trying to hide the wealth of the plantation with the slaves if the army came, you know. And the woman says, "Well, you're not hiding it with me. It's actually not yours because you sold three of my children for this wealth." And when I read that, it just really struck me to the heart, and I wrote a song about it. So this is called Julie.
Mistress, don't you cry. The price of staying here is too high. Mistress, oh mistress, I wish you well. But in leaving here, I'm leaving
Thank you so much. I want to invite out Jabari Exum out to be my guest on a few tunes. He's a wonderful singer and vocal percussionist, and he's going to help me out. It's been a really wonderful week here at Augusta for lots of reasons, and one particularly because this is a really safe and wonderful space to talk about some of these really important, dear, and heavy things that are weighing this country down. And this next song was also written from slave narratives, but what it is really is still talking about people today. There's people all over the world in captivity who are forced to work for other people for no pay, and all sorts of jobs, really, really terrible things happening. And we have to remember that just because we are free doesn't mean that everybody is. And we gotta remember that, because we're lucky. And we don't want that to go away. So this is a song that I wrote about thinking about how lucky I am as a woman born in this country, in this day and age, and the freedom that I have, and the freedom that this woman does not have, and so many like her. Thank you.
work the night. Every minute overtime. Fingers nimble, fingers quick. My fingers bleed to make you rich. You can take my body, you can take my bones, you can take my blood, but not my soul. You can take my body, you can take my bones, take my blood, but not my soul. You can take my body, you can take my bones, you can take my blood, but not my soul. Take my body, take my bones, you can take my blood, but not my soul.
As you can imagine, I'm a real blast at parties, and we're gonna do a few uplifting things for you now. But you know, you can't have the uplift without the down. You can't have the up without the down, and vice versa. It's just it makes for living. And these last songs that we're gonna do for you. I received from my mentor, Joe Thompson, which is how I got into old-time music, which is where the Carolina Chocolate Drops came from. 86-year-old African-American fiddler from North Carolina. And I feel so lucky and blessed that he passed his music on to us and that we've been able to take it, you know, wherever we go. And so this is just a little fiddle tune called Black Annie. And, yeah. Thank you. I'll never forget, you know, we've been a lot of places, you know, got to do a lot of really cool things, played at the Grand Ole Opry, did the David Letterman show, did all this really cool stuff. But one of the things that sticks out in my mind, so I remember the sensation, like I was there yesterday, was doing the Mount Airy Fiddlers Convention years ago. And me and Dom and Justin, the other two original drops, entered the string band competition. And if you know anything about that Fiddlers Convention, it goes on forever because there's so many bands. You're at 2 a.m. playing. And we were possessed. And we played Black Annie. I'll never forget it. We played Black Annie and we won. And it was just like, oh man, to be there in that, you know, kind of bastion of traditional music and to have, you know, taken a Joe Thompson song. And yeah, anyway, it was cool. I'll always remember it. So here's one that I learned from called Georgia Buck, and I'm gonna play it on this banjo, this minstrel banjo, because when I first heard this, that's the first thing I wanted to play was some Joe Thompson tunes. So. Going down to see Joe and Dom Flemons, who we you know co-created the Chocolate Drops with me and Justin, he was a jug player, and he would bring a jug because he quickly found out that Joe's music didn't really like lots of different chords, you know, and he played guitar, so he got tired of playing the same chord on the guitar, so he started playing jug, and you know Joe had never had jug to his music, but Joe was like, all right, I like that. You know, it was like, it worked with what, you know, we were working with the core of what the music is. And so it's like tradition is all about change, but change that's respectful to the core of what you're dealing with, you know, because everything changes. You know, and you're not going to have the exact same way you played it 100 years ago. You know, they go through changes, but it has to maintain that core. You know, otherwise, then it just kind of, it's a free-for-all, and then, you know, what's the point? So it's like, I think that, I kind of think that he would have liked having beatbox to his tunes, you know? So... So this is our last piece, and we will really love it if you would sing along with us. This is a song that, you know, I learned from Joe, and it's just one of those that it lifts us all up. It's called Lights in the Valley, and if you don't know it, I'm gonna teach it to you real quick, so there ain't no excuse for you not to sing. So it's just gonna be one line that repeats. It'll sound like this: Lights in the Valley, Lights in the Valley. Outshine the sun, lights in the valley, outshine the sun, lights in the valley, outshine the sun, way beyond the blue, Now, it's kind of a call and response. You can do just the outshine the sun, or you can sing along the whole time, or whatever. I just want to give you all the parts. So this is Lights in the Valley. We just want to say thank you so much. I will mention that Augusta Heritage, the program here, changed my life. I came here as a student. I came back as a teacher. But every year that I come here, I learn more than I teach. And I just want to say that I think it's an incredibly important program, and I hope to see it continue for many, many years. All right, y'all ready? That was all right. Are y'all ready? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. They're up here going, get going. All right.
So good. So do you. Are y'all ready? Lights in the valley. Lights in the valley, I'll shine the sun. Lights in the valley, I'll shine the sun. Lights in the valley, I'll shine the sun. Way beyond the blue. That's right.
Along with Jabari Exum, Rhiannon Giddens right there. Rhiannon Giddens, who was a teacher this week at the Augusta Heritage Workshop. She taught vocal music, and it's hard to imagine a better teacher of vocal music after you hear that. Also, I hope you listen closely to what she said about traditional music. A lot of wise words right there from Rhiannon Giddens. Glad to hear that she's going to have a new one coming out sometime next year. We'll be watching for that one.